Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, Dr. Dane. A 6-minute walk test on Jean, J-E-A-N-N-E, Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L. This goes to Natasha Anderson. On 6/6/23, Mrs. Terrell performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 94%, period. Patient achieved 97 meters in 6 minutes. At the end of the study, the saturation was 93%, period. Patient stopped at 1 minute and 20 seconds due to knee pain, was able to continue after a 2-minute rest, and she ended the test at 4 minutes and 27 seconds. Period of paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Janice, J-A-N-Y-C-E, Divers, D-I-V-E-R-S. This goes to Dr. Christos Juan and to Dr. Kenneth Myers. On 6/6/23, Mrs. Divers performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Edward Bohm, B-O-H-M. On 6/6/23, Mr. Bohm performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 96%, period. After walking 318 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Noah Goldman. This goes to Heather Goldfuss, comma, PA. On 6/6/23, Mr. Goldman performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal without significant airways obstruction or bronchial activity, period. Patient had a prior study dated 8/10/22, showing similar results, period, and paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Wayne Crump, C-R-U-M-P. This goes to Dr. Daniel Hall. On 6/6/23, Mr. Crump performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 97%, period. After walking 468 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James Gannon. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 6/6/23, Mr. Gannon performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/1/22, there's been improvement in the pre-bronchodilator study and no significant bronchial reactivity noted, period. Of paragraph impression, normal study showing improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Bates. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 6/6/23, Mr. Bates performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity, period. Of paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Grace Pia, P-I-A. This goes to Dr. Jason Honecker, comma, PA, on 6/6/23. Mrs. Pia performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/13/22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Douglas Elsnick, E-L-Z-N-I-C. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 6/6/23, Mr. Elsnick performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. New paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component. When compared to a study dated 6/9/22, there's been significant improvement. Thank you.